Beale Street certainly had the blues last year when the pandemic forced businesses to close and tourism to freeze. But go walking in Memphis now and you'll hear business owners on the street singing a very different tune. I talked with one of them, Tommy Peters, the founder of Memphis's iconic B.B. King's Blues Club. Over the phone, Peters told me just how people feel about coming back after a shutdown.
People are happy as hell. See, our mission at B.B. King's is to let people escape their troubles and problems for the few hours and try to make them feel better. We call it a healing process.
After talking with Peters, I knew I had to check out B.B. King's for myself. When I arrived, I was greeted by the busiest restaurant environment I'd been in since quarantine was in place. Surrounded by lively conversations, sizzling barbecue, and hardly a face covering in sight, I felt like my mask and I were the last remnants of a long-forgotten pandemic. In the bustling blues club, I was able to get a hold of a manager who had just enough time to give me a tour. As we buzzed through B.B. King's, we passed Memphis Music Hall of Famer Leroy Hodges Jr. He didn't have time to talk to me, though. He was due on stage with his band. After all, what's a music club without live music?
One thing about B.B. King, you can play at every club down here, but when you get here, you have to elevate your game.
That's soul music singer Chris McDaniel. He tells me he feels blessed to perform at B.B. King's because of what his voice can do for others.
We know about racism down in the Deep South. You know, that's nothing new to us. But this music brings people together. I don't care who you are, what color you are. There's only one music like this anywhere in the world. That's Memphis music. It doesn't get any better than that.
As music filled the air, I looked around and saw people smiling and singing along to familiar tunes, some even getting out of their seats to dance and laugh together. I realized that this might just be the healing process Tommy Peters was talking about. Listening behind me at the bar was Memphis native and blues club regular, Judy Crawford. She says when B.B. King's finally opened back up, it was like a prayer had been answered for her.
The music does so much. I have been going through some things at home, but when I come here, I forget about everything. I'm able to relax the ribs, their lips smacking. So is the music, so is the environment. And I feel so blessed to have B.B. King's in Memphis, Tennessee, where I reside.
I left the blues club that night thinking one thing. Although the rest of the country may still be figuring out the return to normalcy, at B.B. King's, at least, it seems they're already a few notes ahead. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, from Memphis, I'm Caleb Suggs.